You're listening to a special edition of All About the House, raising funds for the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust to support their drive to legally protect and steward private lands within the Mississippi Madawaska Wilderness. You can donate now by calling 613-253-2722 or go online to mmlt.ca or click on the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust link at lake88.ca.
Right now, we continue on with some of the great speakers that, of course, are big believers as well in the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. We have on the line with us this morning Ed Lawrence, well-known horticulturalist. A lot of people hear Ed on CBC, and Ed's also a very avid supporter of the Land Trust. Ed, welcome to Lake 88 this morning. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Brian. Good morning to you and all our listeners as well. This is kind of exciting.
It is very exciting today, doing a little bit of a fundraiser for the Land Trust. And Ed, of course, as we talk about the actual land there, you're the one that is a big believer and, of course, very excited about all the flora and fauna that is found in all of these lands. Talk a little bit about how you get involved with the Land Trust.
Well, I guess shortly after I heard about the Land Trust, I decided not just to become a member of the organization, but I set up an annual donation in memory of Kate, my wife, who died back in 07. And it was the kind of thing that we both appreciated and really quite loved. So I just thought, you know, it's an appropriate place. Now, since there, that time, a bit more involvement or commitment, and when I can, I kind of put a supplementary donation in. Now, it does help that it's a tax-deductible donation, but the places that are being protected are, in and of themselves, just such... Really, they're sacred spaces. They are things of beauty. I guess calling them wild lands is better than frontier or wilderness. And okay, so they're wild lands. What were the lands in this area like? And what's, I guess, the target is preserving lands that show specific aspects of the Madawaska Mississippi valleys, and it's pretty darn special where we live, and it's great to know a bit more about it. And it's I really enjoy getting in and seeing any of the spring ephemerals. You know, the violets are everywhere, but you may see some special ones there, and the trilliums and the Jack in the Pulpit, and you know, the range is phenomenal. Quite honestly, getting there for me is really the essence of forest bathing, which maybe people aren't so familiar with, but the idea of immersing yourself in a forest and absorbing and observing all that's around you is a total mind and body cleanser. The air that you breathe in a forest is so much better for you. It's pure. It's full of all kinds of different pinenes, particularly, that clean your mind. They clean your head. These things have been proven to help with focus rates and concentration rates. The Japanese have companies that make it compulsory for their employees to get out and do this on a regular basis.
So a little bit of, what did you call it? Bathing?
The pinens that are there with the forest bathing is the idea of just getting in. We're going into what has, well, think of urbanites. This is foreign to them. As a landscaper, I was trained in bringing these elements, hopefully, to people in more urban settings, or controlling these kind of wild growths and making it something people can relate to, put a house on, work around. Well, these are the essence of of those inspirations, of those ideas in this area. It should be the kind of thing we're trying to approve and improve, in that if we follow nature's pattern, we rarely make huge mistakes. We end up feeding the pollinators. We spray roadsides and lose all kinds of native plants. We preserve them on the land trust properties. It's just a win-win all around. And just knowing that the places are there, even if I don't get to all of them or any of them in a given year, depending on how much I'm up to, just knowing they're there and that release is there. I mean, I live in a bit of a forest myself, so we thoroughly enjoy that. Not everybody does, and preserving those lands is so critical.
Mm-hmm. Ed Lawrence with us this morning, a supporter of the Land Trust. Ed, when we're talking about the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust, there's all kinds of species at risk, I would imagine, that the Land Trust can actually protect as well.
Well, just having the lands designated as Land Trust areas and not being damaged, being protected. I can remember up at High Lonesome, I've done a couple of organized tramps in the wood, if you will, but they were actually, one was with a mycologist, so we went through studying mushrooms, of which I know so little. It was just so fascinating to look around and see all the different types of mushrooms. Now, the root system, the mycelia on the mushrooms, in fact, enhances plant life. They join on to root systems of plants in a much finer, more intricate web that brings all kinds of nutrients and moisture consistently to the trees that absolutely depend on them. It's a symbiotic relationship. But to go in and see the myriad of mushrooms that are around, there's one called a milk mushroom. One doesn't see them too often, evidently. Well, I saw them on both trips, and they're blue. Evidently edible. I don't know if I would jump in and try that one as as enthusiastically as I will harvest up chanterelles. You know, don't harvest any mushrooms that you do not know for consumption.
Right.
Don't ever do it. It just isn't worth dying for. But boy, they can be so beautiful.
And one of the last questions I wanted to ask you about is teaching children about conservation. I know the Land Trust is very big on that. You've got the Festival of the Wild Child that goes every year as well, except maybe for a COVID-19 year. But that's very important to the Land Trust as well, teaching children about conservation.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have always maintained that if you let a child get their hands in the soil, they will grow things, but the most important thing is the child themselves will grow from that experience. And if you can get them out to see what's there in nature, I mean, I've participated more just being around and a gopher on these events, but watching kids who've come out in a white shirt and have never been muddy in their life get into it and, you know, kind of get messy and smile. It's wonderful. They get in, they can see what's there, they can feel what's there, and they get the idea of the value. You don't kill things you know. You tend to respect them an awful lot more. You walk into the woods with young people and just watch the effect on them. It just overcomes them. It's like all of us, we walk into the woods, suddenly the tone goes lower in our speech, in our talking back and forth. There's a calmness that settles over the whole group. It's a technique used actually with ADD kids. They can focus better, and I guess I just ran across this and found it naturally as a kid in ravines in Toronto, where I was exposed first to wilder settings, hardly totally wild. It was, you know, part of a groomed park, but it's so critical to get kids into that setting. There's nothing I like more than taking nieces, nephews, grandchildren into those park or forest settings, and it's, I guess it led to a career for me.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Ed, we're out of town, or rather out of time right now. Thank you so much for being with us today. Rejuvenating talk there about the Land Trust, but thank you so much. A big believer, I know you are, in the Land Trust, so hopefully we get some folks that also are believers and help you continue on your great work there. Thank you so much.
There's lots of information available, Brian. I just want to thank you for the opportunity. And if you want to talk about gardens around the house sometime, you know where I am now.
Okay, I do. Thank you so much. All right,
okay,
Ed Lawrence.
All About the House is great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being our guest this morning. We truly appreciate it.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Ed Lawrence, horticulturalist and avid supporter of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust, the, of course, the trust that we're trying to raise some funds today in this special edition of All About the House. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Runce, naturalist, author, and educator here on Lake 88.